Tonight's DJ and TV show is sponsored in part by Electro Voice, DJ Event Planner, ADJ, NLFX Professional, Promo Only, and DJ and TV Insiders.
And welcome, my good vibe DJ tribe. Today, we are talking to Cloves, based out of Calgary, Alberta. She is a producer DJ, runs workshops with Beat Drop, the co-founder of Obscure Music, and recently came back from Picnic Electronic. Cloves, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, how's it going?
Awesome. So let's talk about your early beginnings up until where you are today. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey?
So, essentially my family's been very musical and, well, my grandpa anyway, that's kind of where I started with music. So, my grandpa was a drummer and so I sort of, picked it up from him. He taught me how to play. From then on, I kind of, learned how to play guitar. I taught myself and I was really interested in learning how to record myself. So I used like a really crappy, you know, I don't even know what program it was. It was on like an old Windows computer, where I could record audio, but it was only like one channel. So everything had to go in at once, vocals and guitars. Anyway, I was just super interested in learning how to do that. And so, I kind of like explored that. And then I had a friend in high school who played a lot of electronic beats, like, and he actually produced it. And at that time I was like, oh my God, that's how you make it. That's so freaking cool. And he was just really showing me how he did it. And he used, Fruity Loops and, yeah, Fruity Loops. It's cool. And I, kind of explored that. And then eventually he picked up Ableton and showed me kind of how to use it. And I received a MacBook for my, I think it was like my 20th birthday or something. And I picked up GarageBand, which came with the MacBook. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. Use that for a little bit. And then I bought Ableton and the rest is history.
That's so wonderful. And now you are working with Beat Drop, right? You're doing like workshops?
Actually I'm actually an Ableton Live instructor there. I'm not certified or anything, but it's like the director of Ableton is certified. And so he develops the course curriculum and the content and everything. And then kind of just, it's just like, hey, like this is what it should be taught. Can you guys do this sort of thing? And that's wicked. I taught Ableton for Kids with one of the other instructors, Gabe, and that was super fun. And now I actually am the operations manager there. So I'm nice. Super involved.
Yeah, that is so awesome. So what is the like the age range that you're teaching?
It could range from, I mean, if you count Ableton for Kids, I think the youngest was like 8 years old. And then the oldest in the regular, like our kind of intro Ableton class, it could be anyone from, you know, like 20 to 30 to we've had like 60. And like, yeah, it's just, there's so many different kind of age ranges and it's just really interesting to see, you know, that those kinds of people come in.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I love how it's never too soon. It's never too late.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you ever see my Instagram videos, you'll see my little guy just smashing on my cord pad. And then I've got my mom. She started DJing like in her 50s. She's like, let's do this. I love
that's
it.
That's amazing. That's so amazing.
So tell us a bit about Obscure, the record label, and what you've got going on with that and where you like to see it going.
Yeah, totally. So I guess Obscure started, it was more of a hobby at the time, with my best friend Emerence, who, is DJ, Nomad Black. And they and I had this kind of vision that we had, where we find that in Canada, especially Western Canada, the European style techno isn't necessarily the most accepted and loved genre. And that's like a genre that we both like live for. And so we wanted to have an outlet of some sort to be able to play the music that we really wanted to play. And so it started as like a podcast, like a music podcast where we would release just mixes, like back-to-back DJ sets between them and I, you know, once a month. And then it kind of stemmed from there. We did that for about a year. And then eventually I was just like, hey, like, this is something I really want to do in my lifetime. I really want to start a record label. Yeah. I've always wanted to do it. So we kind of looked into it and we decided, yeah, this is perfect. It fit. And we're just like super passionate for it. And it kind of turned from wanting to expose European techno in the beginning. And we still want to do that. But now just noticing like the music industry and how like, you know, Emirates and I are very much marginalized. Like, I'm a person of color. I'm also, I'm queer, and so is Emirates. Emirates is non-binary. It's very hard for like people who are marginalized to kind of, you know, be visible and just, you know, share their music and stuff. So we used Obscure to kind of be able to do that. And we look for DJs who are marginalized areas, women, people of color, queer, whatever. And we want to showcase their mixes, their DJ mixes, release their music and that kind of stuff. So that's kind of our main focus right now. But of course, you know, if the music's great and hey, you're a cis male, whatever, if we like the music, we will release it. But, you know, the other groups and whatever have priority. So, yeah. So that's kind of what we are focusing on at the moment.
I love that. Thank you, yeah. By the way, for doing that, because, yeah, like, let's be seen. Let's be heard. It's very niche. And I think what you guys are doing is incredible. And that visibility is really important. And I've learned about other artists within the industry I had no idea about, like Lauren. Like, oh my goodness, fantastic stuff. Yeah, I love what you guys have got going on. What do you think has been the most maybe surprising lesson up to date, just with everything that you're experiencing as a record label owner, as a DJ, producer, teacher? Yeah. What has surprised you?
What surprised me the most, I guess, in each of those areas, it's going to be like a different thing. But in terms of, say, let's say coming from like a record label point of view, a lot of people think, you know, I'm going to start this record label and I'm going to release all this music and I'm going to get rich. Mm. Actually, we've been losing a lot of money. Yeah. And I think a lot of labels, when they start, they do that. They lose a lot of money, but you do it because you love it. Mm-hmm. And you just have to know going into it that that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You're going to lose money and you're going to be like, okay, like if you're not in it for the music, you're going to lose interest pretty quick. Mm-hmm. So that's something that definitely a lot of people should know before going into it. And we did know that going into it, but we did it for the music. So we're pretty cool with that. And in terms of, education, music education, there's still, this is pretty common sense, though. A lot of people do know this. Not a lot of women in the music industry, not a lot of women in, like, music education. And I've been trying to kind of push that a little bit more in the school that I'm working at, and that's kind of why I'm there and still there. And it's actually really hard. It's not as easy as it looks, and I mean, I knew that going into it, but what I've learned is, you know, you just got to stick to it, mm-hmm. and results will happen. But yeah, I mean, same thing with like as an artist, as a producer and DJ, like stick to it and things will happen. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think like this stuff comes overnight sometimes. They're like, oh, okay, I made 2 tracks and I have this wicked DJ mix out and I've opened for this DJ. Okay, where's my checks? Mm-hmm. Like, why don't I have all these fans and why are my Facebook likes only at like 50 or something? Mm-hmm. That stuff doesn't happen overnight. I've been producing music for like 11 years, mm-hmm. and I'm like just starting to like just feel a little more like I'm getting places, you know? So it takes time.
Yeah. You make so many really great points about how this is like a long-term investment, right? You might not see that success or that dollar amount or that acknowledgement right away, but absolutely. If you're like, you really got to be committed to this thing, this can't, I mean, if it's just a money thing for you, then you're going to lose steam because you're like, where's all the money?
You're going to lose a lot of money too.
Yeah. It's a long-term investment emotionally, financially, physically. Cause like you probably have pretty late nights, like not just with DJing, but making music as well.
Yeah, totally. And your sleep schedule is kind of like, I don't know if I could swear on the show, but like it's messed up. Your sleep schedule gets really messed up. My sleep schedule is pretty like sporadic. Mm-hmm. So it's not the healthiest. Mm-hmm. I'm usually really tired all the time, but the drive keeps me going. So yeah.
Coffee.
Yeah, actually I couldn't find coffee today. I was just like, no, we used our last filter and I'm really sad about it. I have iced tea.
Some caffeine.
Yeah, some caffeine.
What do you think has been the coolest thing that, I mean, there's probably lots of different cool things that have happened from running your own business, but what maybe just stands out in your mind from all this hard work? Like what's one of the coolest things you've learned or experienced through it?
Yeah, there's two moments that really stuck out for me. And I guess they both go hand in hand in a way. I'm actually really surprised at how some of the biggest DJs in the world are actually super down to earth and really humble. Like, when I met Richie Hawden, he was so chill. Like he's so super chill. Like we hung out at a coffee shop, just like chatting. Like he just like casually gave me his phone number and I was like, this is weird. I don't know if I want to like text you, but like I do, but like, I don't want to send too many texts. Like I was just really overthinking on it. But yeah, I know it's super chill. And, I through like Richie, I got to meet Marcel Detman, and who was the headliner of the night that I played at Picnic. And I was like there side stage and whatever. And after his set, he came out and I was actually really surprised. I was for sure thinking he was not going to remember me, but he saw me. He's like, hey, how are you? And he like kissed my cheek. And I was just like, wow, you remember me and you know who I am. And I just like, it's just surprising because you see all these people, you know, throughout the years and they're super humble. And it's just like, hey, you're like the next person that, you know, the person next to me, you're super chill and average. And it's just, I don't know, I guess it's like a starstruck moment. I don't know. But yeah, that was pretty cool.
That is super cool. And it's nice. It's refreshing to see that. I think that is going on a lot more than we realize, because maybe like within our own little local scene, people aren't really, you know, haven't made it, but there's a lot of ego behind there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then you go out and you start playing and you're working with bigger names and they're super down to earth. And it kind of makes you think like, maybe that's the winning attitude of just being chill and open. Well,
yeah. There's a lesson in that too. You know, like if you're going to be like a big a-hole, it's going to come back and bite you, you know?
Mm-hmm. So remember that.
Yep. They do.
Yeah. Oh, and I was going to ask you, you mentioned Richie Houghton. You were like one of the 10 people that got to do his masterclass. Can you tell me, like, did that have, you know, any big influence on your production, or like, tell me about that?
So it was interesting. I feel really sort of kind of bad about this, but not at the same time. I just applied to it on a whim, being like, hey, like, why not? What could happen? Nothing, right? That's the worst that could happen. You're not losing anything. And it turned out I was like chosen. I was the only woman there and it was pretty freaking sweet. And there was a lot of really great musicians and artists that were also chosen who I actually like really respect. And it was a super, super fun master and like residence program. And we just got to chill in the studio with Richie Hawden and talk about things and ask him a bunch of questions, and he was talking to us about his experiences and just giving us like life lessons and whatnot. And he also listened to some of our tracks. We got to submit a track and he was listening to it and gave us feedback. Nice. Yeah, so that was really intimidating. And he loved my track, and I was actually really, really happy about that because he was just like, I can hear this playing at Berghain at 5 a.m. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, it was awesome. But yeah, no, I learned a lot just like with the styles of music and just, you know, feedback he would offer to certain people's tracks, being like, yeah, like you should add this to this, or like take this out during this part and then like it'll be, you know, this much more impacted, and so on forth. And it was just really interesting how just listening it, you know, to it come from someone who is a legend.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so incredible. I'm so glad that you have had all of these experiences, because obviously you're learning a lot from it. And
oh yeah,
I mean, when people talk about you, especially in my city, they love you. Yeah. Oh yeah. People love you. They're like, oh, Chloe, she's coming back to Winnipeg. She had an amazing live set last summer here. Yeah. I definitely like hear the chitter chatter. And of course, like, a set always talks about how hard working you are, and if there's anybody to talk to about, you know, working hard in this industry, it's
set.
You. So that
a set too, yeah, a set
yeah,
as well,
yeah, yeah. So I really appreciate you sitting down and talking to us, because there's a lot of DJs in this industry that maybe don't realize how much work is behind the scenes, or that it's not an overnight thing. Because a lot of times when we see overnight success, it was 10 years in the making, right?
Yeah.
So is there any ending advice that you would give to somebody that's maybe in that mindset right now and they're really struggling?
Yeah, totally. So first thing is don't give up. That's like number one mistake people do, is they just, they try to work on a couple tracks or something and they just become discouraged, and then they just like leave it, and then they don't ever revisit it, and they kind of just forget that, you know, they can make music. And you just got to keep going, take breaks, you know, don't burn yourself out as well. I've made the mistake of doing that, and it literally leaves you months where you cannot make music. You can't even look at a computer or whatever. And it's just, yeah, that doesn't hurt anyone but yourself, to be honest. Just that's the number one thing, is just keep working, work hard. When I was, and this is a story, like I'll just tell you real quick. It's not even a story, it's just a thing. in high school, when I was learning how to make music, and even through my college years, just learning how to make music, all my friends and people who I've met in the music scene and whatever, they go out every weekend. They go out, they drink, they do whatever, they party. And I never really went out as often. And that was because I was in my studio making music and perfecting my craft. So that's something that I really, is really important to me, is to prioritize what means the most to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would rather have a track finished the next day instead of a hangover, you know? So that kind of stuff, you just got to keep that in mind. Yeah, just work hard. And you'll get places. Like, don't give up.
Oh, I love, you mentioned two things that, like, especially for DJs like myself who are parents or have other responsibilities, like that self-care is so important. And if you burn yourself out, like you can screw yourself over for a few months.
Especially when you have the momentum, like if you have momentum building with your music, you have to be careful with your time. The worst thing you can do is lose that momentum, because you're going to have to start over again. And that's really crappy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I think of workflow and not having distractions and just like hammering it out.
Yep.
And then the other part was like, I want to say FOMO, fear of missing out. Your friends are going out. They're having a great time. You're seeing all our Instagram videos and you're like, oh my God. But then there's the big picture.
Yeah.
Picnic Electronic. Like I was FOMOing so hard watching that, but that was you spending time on your craft instead of like going out all the time. So that's that big reward at the end of the day. And
yes, absolutely.
You're such an inspiration and motivator, especially for somebody like me behind the scenes that I'm like, yes, that is so fantastic. If anybody wants to get in touch with you, maybe they want to send you some music, or you know, just check out your music and get some advice, how can they find you?
Yeah, totally. So you could First and foremost, I guess the most popular thing is Facebook. So just search Cloves with a K, K-L-O-V-E-S. I'm sure there'll be links and stuff that floating around. But yeah, Facebook, I usually answer and read all of my messages. Same thing with Instagram, cloves_music. I also check my messages there as well. And email clovesmusicyyc@gmail.com. And this is just for my personal stuff. If you're someone who's like in a marginalized group, or even if you just have some European techno you think like my label would like, or you want to showcase a DJ mix or something, shoot us a message at contact, so like C-O-N-T-A-C-T, at obscuremusic.co. So obscure, O-B-S-K-U-R, music.co.
Awesome. Thank you again so much for sitting down and talking to us. For the rest of the Good Vibe DJ tribe that is tuned in today, if there are any artists, label owners, music producers, DJs that you want to hear me talk to, make sure you hit me up, beats@kelmamusic.com, or you can tag me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at kelmamusic. And I think that's it for the rest of our interview today. So until next time, don't let no one kill your vibe.